Hey, it's Rick Kettner here. And for this episode, I thought it'd be fun to just go through 10 books that I'm very much looking forward to checking out in 2022. For those of you that checked out the recent Studio Move episode, you know that I recently added 70 books to the bookshelves behind me as part of a kind of restructuring of the shelves. And so with all those books coming in, I thought it might be fun just to talk about how I choose books, why certain books appeal to me. And I'm hoping that at least some of you will return the favor and leave a comment down below and let me know books that you're reading, either a book that you've recently read that you found interesting or a book that you're looking forward to reading. Just let me know the title of the book, what you got out of it, or what you're hoping to get out of it. But with that said, let's dive straight into the list, beginning with Product-Led Growth by Wes Bush. Now, as you may know, I'm in the process of putting together a book of my own, the very first book I've ever written. And I'm generally following the strategy of Write Useful Books by Rob Fitzpatrick. And the core premise of that book is to create a book that is so useful and that so clearly solves a problem for a target audience that you can build momentum through word of mouth referral, where you create a book that is so easy to digest and apply to solve a specific problem that people feel inclined to share and recommend it to others. Other people who might also benefit from it. And this idea is very popular in a range of books out there, including Contagious by Jonah Berger and Perennial Seller by Ryan Holiday. So when I picked up this book, I thought it might be an interesting opportunity to get a fresh perspective on a similar kind of concept. So looking at the cover, kind of taking a look at this book, it seems to be discussing the same basic strategy of creating a product that is so good that it kind of markets itself. And so one of my favorite kind of learning strategies is instead of just reading the same book over and over again, even though sometimes I will do that, I like to find a different book that's on a similar theme and just get a fresh perspective on the same general principle. So that's what I'm anticipating getting out of this book. Now, I've just kind of judged it by the cover and a little brief description, so I may have completely missed the mark. And if that's the case, and this book ends up tackling something slightly different than I'm expecting, well, that's sort of a happy accident, I guess. And so we'll see what happens there. But I'm anticipating this will be a nice refresher on the general principles of driving word of mouth referral. Next up, we have Seven Powers, The Foundation of Business Strategy by Hamilton Hemler. Now, business strategy is one of my absolute favorite subjects. It's right up there with marketing. I absolutely love reading about business strategy. And it's been a long time since I've read a really great business strategy book. I've enjoyed books like Blue Ocean Strategy and The Innovator's Dilemma. Crossing the Chasm is another favorite. But because it's been a while since I've read a book on the subject, and because it is one of my favorite subjects, when I saw this book, I saw it was well rated and it's on the subject of business strategy. Somewhat similar to the last book, I thought this might be an interesting opportunity to get a refresher on some of the fundamentals of business strategy and just get a fresh perspective. So I don't have any clear expectations for what I'm going to get out of this book, but I just thought it might be a fun book to read, given that I very much enjoy reading about business strategy in general. Next up, we have Decoded, The Science Behind Why We Buy by Phil Barden. Generally speaking, I'm very curious when it comes to human psychology, even when it's not directly related to business, just simply understanding how we think, why we make certain decisions. And then, of course, when you marry that concept with business and marketing, things get very interesting. Now, it's been a very long time since I've read a book on this particular subject. So unlike with the previous two books where I'm looking for a very recent refresher on a subject that I very much enjoy, this is a subject that I enjoy, but I haven't read a book on this particular subject for a very long time, where again, it's meshing human psychology with marketing and hopefully diving really deep into the inner workings of why people make certain decisions when it comes to buying, not just crafting marketing campaigns and being more persuasive, but really diving deep into human psychology and getting a much deeper look again at why people make certain purchasing decisions. So that's what I'm hoping to get out of this book. I don't know if that's exactly what it's going to focus on, but it does seem like the kind of book that I might end up summarizing here on the channel at some point in the future. So if it ends up kind of hitting the mark, then you can expect to see a summary at some point down the line. Next up, we have Genius, The Life and Science of Richard Feynman by James Gleick. I'm a big fan of Richard Feynman, having read a number of his books. I've watched a number of his videos on YouTube. A very interesting character. He's had a huge impact in the world of physics and beyond, just in the scientific community in general. This book isn't at all related to business, or at least I'm not expecting to get any business insights from this book, but I'm just fascinated with Richard Feynman's life. Having read books in the past that he authored himself, I really enjoyed his storytelling ability and his ability to take really complex subjects and simplify them and make them more approachable. Now, with this book, I'm very much curious to get an outsider's perspective. So thus far, I've really consumed a lot of content from him himself. And so this book, having been written by somebody else, I'm curious to get an outsider perspective because he is somewhat of a modest and humble character. So having enjoyed his writing and enjoyed his unique style, I'm curious to see how others describe his life and his work. So again, no clear expectations from this book, no outcomes, not really, you know, a focus on business, but very much what I expect to be an interesting book. Next up, we have A More Beautiful Question by Warren Berger. I'm a big believer in the power of asking great questions, whether it's in your personal life, whether it's in your business life. There's a famous quote out there from Aristotle that says, asking the right question is half the answer. And the idea here is if you make sure that you're asking the right question, then the solution that you end up discovering is more likely to actually solve the problem. Because if you're tackling the problem in the wrong way, or if you're asking a question that doesn't really get to the root of the problem, then even if you are able to come up with a solution, it's unlikely to actually address what it is you're trying to achieve. And so I don't really know what to expect from this book. I'm very much judging it from its cover and hoping that it might have some interesting insights around asking better and higher quality questions. But being someone who's always trying to ask better questions and ensure that I'm focusing on the right things, I'm hoping that this book might provide some interesting insights and perspectives related to that. Next up, we have Humor Seriously by Jennifer Aker and Naomi Bagdonis. I'm always looking for ways to try to make these videos more entertaining and engaging. And unfortunately, one thing I'm always struggling against is I find that my delivery in these videos is very dry. When it comes to my personal life, I feel a little bit more improvisational and I try to be more funny. And I think in general, I'm a lot more entertaining, or at least I have that potential. I can be more entertaining when I kind of loosen up. But this format, for one reason or another, generally has me just kind of relaying information. And I'm trying to find some interesting perspectives on how I can change that, how I can be more myself, how I can be more improvisational, and how maybe I can introduce some light humor into these videos a little bit more often. So I don't exactly know what I'm going to get out of this book. I don't know if it's going to address that problem. I have no idea what to expect. But having seen the cover, and specifically, this book appears to be focused on using humor in business and in life, I thought this might be an interesting read. It might give me some insights and information that I need to kind of show more of myself and be a little bit more improvisational in these videos. So we'll see what happens. No clear expectations, but that's kind of the rough idea of what I'm hoping to get out of a book like this. Next up, we have Pale Blue Dot by Carl Sagan. Now, this is not a new book. It was originally published back in 1994, so somewhere around 28 years ago. It was written by Carl Sagan, hugely influential force in the world of science. Unfortunately, he is no longer with us, but this book, being the absolute classic that it is, I thought it might be interesting to read it and kind of look at it from the perspective of how accurate it is given recent advancements when it comes to space exploration. And that is what I'm expecting to get out of this book. And just to see, you know, what was the mindset back then? What did they think was going to happen? How did they think things were going to unfold when it comes to space exploration? I highly doubt that he expected the privatization that we're finding now with Blue Origin and SpaceX and some of these other companies out there. But who knows? There might be, you know, something leaning in that direction. But I'm just very curious to read a classic book like this to kind of look back almost as a timepiece and see what was the mindset back then and what was the vision for space exploration, and how does it line up with what's happening more recently today, again, with companies like SpaceX and Blue Origin and just NASA in general, what's happening today and looking back at 1994 and the perspective of that time period. So that's what I'm hoping to get out of this book. Next up, we have The Dawn of Everything, A New History of Humanity by David Graeber and David Wengrow. Now, this book looks like it has the potential to be one of those epic deep dives into human history. In the description of the book promises to challenge our most fundamental assumptions about social evolution. Now, I don't have any clear expectations in terms of what I'm expecting to get from the book, but given its size, given the fact that it's very well rated, and it's on a subject that vaguely reminds me of a book like Sapiens, or Homo Deus, both by Yuval Noah Harari, I'm hoping to get a book in a similar vein when I read this. I'm hoping that it has an interesting perspective to share about human history. And again, I don't have any specific goal that I'm trying to achieve in reading this book, but generally I enjoy reading about these kinds of subjects and just learning more about humanity, human history, how we think, how culture formed, and these kinds of subjects. So it looks like a book that's going to be a fantastic deep dive into those kinds of subjects. Next up, we have Deskbound, Standing Up to a Sitting World by Dr. Kelly Starrett. The fact is, for as long as I can remember, I've spent way too much time sitting at a desk. And over the last decade or so, it's become very clear that spending that much time sitting is not particularly healthy. Some people have said that sitting is the new smoking. And well, that may or may not be a fair comparison. It does seem to be something that is increasingly kind of noted as being extremely unhealthy. And again, looking back over my life, whether it was back in school or when I eventually left school to start internet-based businesses in the 90s, there were days where I'd work 3 days straight, almost entirely spent at my desk with no sleep, just sitting and working. And so looking back over the last 30 plus years, where I've been building businesses and spending so much time at my desk, I'm keenly aware that this is an area that I really need to address. I'm pretty active. I spend lots of time playing sports and hockey, things like that. But I still have some nagging pains, still some nagging issues. And of course, as I get older, that's only going to get worse. And so with a book like this, I'm hoping to get a reminder about how important it is to reduce the amount of time I'm sitting, but also hopefully some exercises and ideas around what I can do to kind of fight back against potential issues that are already arising and might continue to get worse. So this is a book that I think, hopefully, if it ends up delivering on what I'm expecting, is a book that I can recommend to other people that are facing similar issues and challenges or expect to in the future. Next up, we have Poor Charlie's Almanac, The Wit and Wisdom of Charles T. Munger, edited by Peter Kaufman. This is a book that I've heard a lot about over the last couple years. I've heard about it even longer than that, but especially in the last 2 or 3 years, as I've gotten more and more interested in mental models, and I've read a number of books relating to mental models, and they all seem to point back to this book as being just a really excellent resource. Now, when I bought this book and I saw the picture online, I imagined it was just a small square book, one of those little books that you could kind of flip through and just get some wisdom and some ideas. And then when the box arrived at my door, this huge box, I'm like, what arrived? And so I pull this out and it's just this massive book. It's even too big to fit on the bookshelves because of the depth. But needless to say, I didn't expect to get a book this big, but I'm also excited to actually work through it because it is an epic looking book. It's a beefy book, pretty thick, lots of pictures in it, but also lots of information and ideas. Haven't had a chance to start it yet, but I'm very much looking forward to seeing what all the fuss is about, why so many people recommend this book. Of course, if you don't already know, Charlie Munger is longtime partner of Berkshire Hathaway founder, I believe, Warren Buffett. I think he actually bought the company at one point, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong there, but anyway, everybody knows Warren Buffett. Charlie Munger is his longtime partner. Both of them billionaires, hugely successful as investors. And so what I'm hoping to get out of this book is a fresh, unique perspective when it comes to mental models and perhaps some other benefits that I haven't actually anticipated yet. So it's highly recommended. It seems like an interesting book. When I actually look at it here, I mean, how can I not read this book? It just looks like one of those milestone books that you'd need to read. And of course, it isn't available in audio format, so I'm going to be reading it in physical format. And anyway, those are 10 books that I'm very excited to read in 2022. And again, if there's a book that you've recently read or that you're planning to read, let me know down in the comment section. List the title and what you enjoyed most from the book, or what you're expecting to get from the book if you haven't yet read it. That way, as a community, we can see other interesting book options out there that may appeal to us. But anyway, that's it for this episode. If you haven't yet subscribed to the channel, definitely subscribe and turn on notifications. We've got a bunch of interesting content planned for 2022, so be sure to subscribe. Thank you for watching, and I look forward to connecting with you again in the next video.